Well, every month we put the spotlight on business, maybe even better said, economic development. Just had our business buzz with Carol Vallade, and now we turn to you, Birgit Close, president of The Right Place, doing great things. But on the phone today, I think that's okay. Good morning to you, Birgit.
Good morning, and the next time again in person.
Well, life can be busy for all of us, and thank you again for the consistency as it goes. The Right Place, doing great things. You have been busy with planning.
Yes, I think we've shared this a number of times with your listeners. Our organization has been operating with a strategic plan that gets renewed and reviewed on a regular basis since we were born 32 years ago almost. And we believe that a good plan will guides us, is really our way of staying on task. We include metrics in that plan, and we just, we are one of those crazy people who think if you don't measure it, you don't do it. So we announced our, we introduced our plan at an event with about 200 people last week in, here in Grand Rapids at Meyer Garden. And the plan is put together by, with the help and guidance and leadership of Pricewaterhouse and a great team that gives us really a background on, so what did you accomplish for the last 3 years, and did it work, and if so, why, and if it didn't work, why not, and works with the board and gets their input, works with community leaders and gets their input. We used to do these plans on a 5-year cycle, but given the technology, the change in the world, how quickly it paces today, the last plan that we just completed was a 3-year plan, which really gives us a better way of updating the plan regularly, keeping abreast of changes in the world faster than a 5-year plan. So this is new plan is going to be 17, 18, and 19. And it includes metrics for jobs and payroll and capital investment. But we've also added a number of other new metrics to help hold ourselves accountable for a number of other things that we've always held ourselves accountable for, but have really never actively measured. So our plan for the next 3 years, our metrics are 4,200 new jobs, $150 million in new payroll, and $500 million in new investment. So those are, they are ambitious, but we also think and believe in stretch goals and that, you know, we need to work hard to make this happen and continue to contribute on jobs and investment to and payroll to our community.
Who puts this plan together? You might have mentioned this. Is this a board plan?
It's a board community staff plan in that order. We hire an outside consultant, in this case, second time around with Pricewaterhouse, and they do a number of things for us. We want a third party, otherwise we drink our own Kool-Aid, and sure. They look at our organization, they look at the community, they look at the state, they look at the region, and they look at what's happening globally, and how does a region of 13 counties play on a regional scale, and how do we compare what is happening globally, nationally, regionally that will impact these potential metrics, these metrics that we said. And so they then work with the staff here and get our input on what we see happening in our region. They keep track of what's happening globally. They talk to board members, all of them. Many of our board members do business globally. What do you see? What do you think this organization should be doing, ought to be doing, is doing well, is should be doing better? And then they interview well over 100 other community leaders.
Birgit Close with us again, The Right Place, doing great things, strategically planning. Why 3-year versus 5?
We think that 5-year plans in a world that changes almost daily is too long. And so if you want to stay nimble, we felt that a 3-year plan was much more in keeping with the rapid global changes in the business environment, the political environment, et cetera.
And this is transparent? The community can see?
Absolutely. It's on our website, www.rightplace.org. And they can look at the plan. They can look at the industries we are focusing on. And those really have not changed. The industries that we continue where we see growth occurring in our region is still advanced manufacturing. We are still one of the most robust manufacturing centers in the country. Obviously, still a very large center and continue to be a very large center of food processing and agribusiness. We just announced another agribusiness project last week. The life sciences and medical devices, clearly with what's happening in and around the community in that area from Medical Mile down to Mercy Health over to Metro, very important. And then information technology and communication. We're also spending a lot of time with Hello West Michigan on work-ready talent and talent attraction. We spend a good amount of time on infrastructure and working with our partners at the local and the state level, and, you know, how do we continue to improve our infrastructure for economic development. And then we added something that really is around thought leadership. If you look at our board, a lot of very, very successful business and community leaders, how can we tap more into what they know on where the region is going and what knowledge are they bringing to us from their business experiences, from their global experiences, to inform our work going forward.
Sounds great. Birgit, you also wanted to talk about a recent trip. Would you share?
Sure. It's been, this was another mission of Governor Snyder's, this one to Israel that we participated in, and it was approximately a week long. There was a delegation from around the state. I represented our part of the state, and it was around meeting with entrepreneurs in Israel, the leaders of their innovation community, which is quite impressive, to look at technologies that are apropos and potentially transferable to our state. The key technology we looked at was cybersecurity, but also the whole idea, the whole mobility technology that is being developed. Now, Israel is small in terms of people, 8.2 million, but is the country on a per capita basis that puts out the largest number of new patents in the world every year. And 5,000 startups in a small country is huge, and they need to market those products. And Michigan is very eager to be that market. So we met with many entrepreneurs, innovators, as well as the leader of the technology community to look at what fits Michigan, particularly around, as I said, cybersecurity, but also mobility, agribusiness, IT, technology, and water technology. They particularly important to us here. They do phenomenal work around agribusiness, irrigation technology, and so on. So, and of course, now it's time to follow up and see how we can build on the relationships we just made.
And Bernard Close does what for fun?
I think my job is fun. I
concur.
I love what I do. So, a little bit of fun coming up. So, I bake, cook, and garden for fun. So.
Thank you. You are human. Birgit Close, thank you. Again, the strategic plan out for our perusal. And again, thanks for the community bond. How do we find out more information?
www.rightplace.org. And thank everybody, your listeners, and all the folks who make West Michigan such a great, great place to do business, to attract talent to. It's with all of you that we are able to do what we do. Thank you.
As you often say, we are our best cheerleaders. So
correct. We have to do it. Yep.
Thanks, Birgit. Talk again.
Thanks a lot.